High Center. The third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra at the crown chakra, gold, violet, or silver. And the eighth chakra, just a foot to 2 feet above the seventh. And that is a beautiful white, pristine white, pure white. That's the soul star chakra. Chakra that has become awakened in many across the planet. Not all, but many have awakened this chakra and activated it once again. Seeing all eight chakras now in perfect alignment with their respective colors and the spinning of the chakras. I'm aware of the reality of these chakras, even though they are not in the physical realm. They are in the etheric realm, and they are as real and even actually more real than the physical, because the physical body is just a vessel to be used. Your astral and your etheric and on up are the bodies that you take with you. They are the ones that continue the sojourn with you after you leave the physical form. Now, as you're aware of all the chakra centers, focus your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, and make an energetic connection between that high heart center and your sixth in the middle of the forehead. Just simply see energy, visualize energy going from your high heart center up to your sixth chakra and back down to your high heart center, and if you go up and down, it begins to form a vortex of energy. And that vortex of energy now pulls your conscious knowing self into it. And the exit point for that is the middle of your forehead, as you're looking out now through the third eye. And this is your exit point from your physical body. You can exit through your third chakra as well, as many do in terms of psychic connections. But this way is a much safer and more pronounced way to be able to utilize or leave your physical body. So now move out through that third eye as if it were a doorway, a window out into the astral realm. And let yourself move out and find yourself in the astral world now around your physical body, standing next to your physical body. And I say standing now because you in your astral body have a form. It can be the same as your physical form, or it can be an idealized form that you wish to have. Can be an idealized form of your physical body or anything you want to create here as the body that you use now to travel the universe. So give it some form. Be aware that your physical body is sitting or laying there. If you can visualize that, if you can see your physical body separate from who you are now as the conscious knowing self in your astral form, if you can visualize that, then you are certainly outside of your physical body. If you cannot visualize it, you can think it. And thinking also makes it so. So allow for that process now and feel a sense of motion in your astral body. Just begin to float up in the room, wherever you find yourself, and get a sense of motion. Motion leads to awareness. Let yourself begin to float up and see your physical body now falling below you as you move up through the building, wherever you are. up high, up into the sky, see the clouds, the sun peeking through the clouds. If it is nighttime where you are, then see it in that respect. You can move up higher and higher and higher in your astral form. Some of you moved into your Merkaba light vehicle, and that is okay. Either way, just allow yourself to move up higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you can turn around and you can see the Earth now and your physical body way down there. So get a sense of that. And as you're above the Earth's atmosphere, you're also now aware of all of the ships, the many spaceships, starships, motherships, all kinds of galactic ships that are out here, that are parked, some are moving, many different colors and shapes, some conscious, the ships themselves being conscious. Some are made of light, therefore called light ships. Also be aware now of the solar system, all of the planets in the solar system, and the sun of this solar system. Allow yourself now in your astral body to begin to travel through the solar system all the way to the sun, and feel and know yourself moving through the sun as a gateway out into the galaxy. And as you move into the galaxy, you become aware of many solar systems in this galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the galaxy. And again, the gateway through this sun, out into the many, many galaxies beyond. And each galaxy has many solar systems. And all the solar systems have central suns, and all of the galaxies have central suns. Continue to move out until you've moved through the entire universe. You can do it just by thought. Speed of thought, or you can feel the motion. Again, motion leads to more awareness. Finally, find yourself there at the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of this universe. Creation in this universe began. Feel the energy there now. Experience it. Know it. As you're visualizing, seeing the energy of this sun, the incredible, immense, powerful energies of this sun, of this cosmic source, all creation here. Know that there is a being ensouling this cosmic sun. Just as there is a being, or there are beings ensouling every galaxy central sun, and every solar system central sun, and all of the planets and all of the solar systems, all have beings ensouling them, bringing them life. Life is in the entire universe. The universe is teeming with life. Life of all different kinds. Cosmic life. Now see the many waves of energy that have been coming down from this central cosmic sun through all of the galaxies, the central sun of the galaxy, through the solar system, and the sun of the solar system, throughout all the planets. See it as an immense white light, an incredible white light, a beam of energy, white light, forming waves of energy as it hits the earth. Those waves have been coming down one after another after another, but notice how they are increasing in intensity. Previously, those waves have been held back by forces in the solar system to hold those waves back, to minimize them. More and more, they have been allowing these waves of energy to come down, to actually strike the earth. Wave after wave, fifth dimensional energy, fifth dimensional love and consciousness, gamma light, if you will, coming down. And now see a particular beam of light coming down from the central sun of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and into this solar system, through the sun of this solar system. But as it comes to this sun of the solar system, see the sun practically exploding with light, sending out a flash of light, a solar flash, that comes down to the earth, striking the earth. See it as if it has already happened, for it has at the higher levels already occurred. But it just now must manifest, not in the lower dimension of the third dimension, or the lower frequencies of the third dimension, but in the frequencies of the fourth and fifth dimension. That is when you will experience it. And see it for what it is now. A beam of energy, a flash that comes from the central sun of this solar system down to the earth. And a wave of energy, a wave of love, of consciousness spreading across the planet, bringing life with it, bringing consciousness with it, imbuing all life forms across the planet. And indeed, at this point, separating those who will accept the light from those who will turn away from the light. And see how consciousness changes all life across the planet, and how the ensuing sociological changes will also occur. Bringing love and peace and togetherness rather than separateness. See people coming together everywhere in friendship and love, clasping hands, hugging each other, feeling the energy of the moment and of the moments. All coming together as one. Imagine what that would be like. Imagine all people being free, free to choose as they want. Live the life that they want. Know that it is not only possible, but it shall be. it is destined. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourself now, whether it is here on the planet in your astral body or floating out in space somewhere. And let yourself be drawn back to your physical form. Come back now. Come back to your physical form. Bring your astral body, your etheric body back in to your physical. Tuck it all back in. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. It has been some time since I have spoken with this group and been able to speak through this channel, but it is time now, a moment now, to express those things which are happening across the planet, but more than what is happening across the planet, that you find solace within yourself, comfort within yourself, that calm that has been spoken of within yourself, within the storm that yet still rages around. But that storm is abiding. That storm is diminishing. And it is diminishing because those of you, the light workers, and even more importantly, the warriors of you, are helping to diminish that storm, helping to bring the light across the planet and to seep in, have the light seep in to all of the dark corners that yet still remain on the planet. And yes, there are some, but they are becoming less and less. And those that occupy those dark corners, those shadowy beings, are running as far away from the light as they can, because they cannot withstand the light. They cannot withstand the higher vibrations that you are creating. We are not creating it. You are. The cosmic source is assisting, of course, with bringing these energies to the planet to help to raise the vibrations. But it is those of you, the workers and the warriors of light, that are enabling this entire process, this entire plan to continue to move toward fruition, to move toward the crescendo that yet approaches now. And I say yet approaches because it is approaching. You are coming closer and closer to that crescendo, to that ending point, that zero point that has been spoken of, that zero point when the solar flash can actually occur. But again, not at the third dimensional illusion. It is not going to happen within the illusion. It is going to happen when those of you have raised the vibrations enough across the planet as a collective to allow for the frequency, the higher frequencies to come in, so that more and more are ready for this. More than just the light workers and the warriors. Many more who are now turning on their lights, igniting the flames within them, consciously or even unconsciously are doing so. And that is what we see from our vantage point. We see light returning to the planet, whereas many still across the planet still see the darkness. They feel the fear that has been spread across the planet. But because of you, that fear is also diminishing. Because you refuse to allow that fear to take over. You refuse to allow the darkness back in, to allow the shadowy beings to gain control again. And I tell you now, as Archangel Michael, they shall not take control again. They have lost the control. You may look around, just as all of your brothers and sisters look around and see the destruction. See the storm that still rages within their minds, within their belief system. But I tell you that that storm is diminishing greatly now. The light has returned to the planet, and you are the light. All of you are the light. All of you that hear these words now and resonate to these words at a feeling level, not so much at just hearing them, but feeling these words, feeling the connection, feeling the love that is behind these words for all of you. And then all that will resonate to these words as they read them or hear them later. Because it is all a part of creation, creating that which you came here to create, to bring about the new golden age of Gaia. You are that new golden age of Gaia. You bring the belief system. You bring the creative power to create whatever it is that you want to create. It is not up to anyone else controlling you. It is up to you controlling yourself, controlling the beliefs within you, controlling the programming within you, transforming, not so much overcoming, but transforming that programming into the creative light that it can and will be and is becoming. For if you are in the moment, as has been spoken of many, many times in many different ways, in that moment, in those higher frequencies, in that moment, there can be no fear. There can be no shadowy beings. There can only be love, only higher consciousness. That is up to each and every one of you to create within yourselves each and every moment of your lives moving forward now. Not looking backward, but looking forward, being in the moment, and letting that being in the moment create the next moment and the next one and the next one. And in those moments, you have created your future. That is the power you have within you. That is what you need to come to understand. Again, that you are the power and you are the ones you have been waiting for. You are not waiting for Archangel Michael. You are not waiting for the many archangels to come. You are not waiting for the ascended masters to rise again within the public. You are not waiting for the galactics to show themselves. For you are those galactics. You are those ascended masters becoming. Once again, you are the archangels, remembering who they are and the aspects that each of one of you are in connection to all that has been said previously. We are here. We are here in the millions and millions to assist you. But that is all we can do, is assist and guide. And to be the light shining forward in front of you. But you must carry that light. Carry that light to your brothers and sisters. Anywhere and any opportunity that you have. Show them that there is no reason to fear, whether it is a virus or it is destruction in chaos across the planet, whatever it is, there is no reason to fear. because fear begets more fear. But light and love begets more light and love. So create now the life in front of you, the new golden age that you have all been preparing for and waiting for so long to manifest here on the planet. Heaven on earth, you call it. Well, it is time now to manifest that heaven right here on the earth and in the earth. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in all of my peace and love, and that my flaming blue sword of truth is there always for you to call upon to sever any remaining psychic ties, any remaining programming that still continues to hold you back. But know that it only takes one time to call upon me, and it is done. But that is a belief or a program that many of you have running, that you must call upon me again and again and again to continue to sever those ties. But it is not necessary. One time, and it is done. And then it is up to your belief system to take over and to know that all that you have been preparing for, all that you have been planning for, is in the process now of reaching that crescendo, that finish line that Sananda has spoken of so many times. The finish line, though, is within you. All of my peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we believe that we are ready to move on with your questions, and we hope that we would have the answers. Please, though, when you ask your questions, make them as specific and concise as you possibly can. Because the more specific and concise you make the questions, the more specific and concise the answers can be as well. So that is just a hint for you as you are asking your questions. Do you have questions for One Who Serves and Shoshana?
I have one.
Yes.
Archangel Michael was just talking about cords and how he cuts them and they are cut forever. I'm just wondering how cords get attached to us.
They get attached to you from your programming from so long, your sojourn that you have been on for so long a period of time. Speaking only right now, though, of these lifetimes here on the earth. We will not go into those times previous to your incarnations here upon the earth, but to those incarnations, those many lifetimes that you have had here. And that has created all of the programming, all of these psychic ties, as Archangel Michael has utilized that term, that are continuing to hold you back with all of your various attachments that are there. But if you utilize his flaming blue sword of truth to sever those ties, then it is done forever, if you believe it. And that is the crux of the situation here, if you believe it. If you do not believe it, then it is not so. As the James said earlier in your discussion, Yeshua changed the water into wine in the pouring. He knew it was going to change into wine as he poured it. He did not question it, just as he did not question the healing aspects of his power that he could utilize. He knew that one would be healed if they were ready to be healed, if they believed enough, It is your faith that has set you free, he said. You see, it is your faith that has healed you. And that is what is necessary, the belief. Your discussion was all about belief. Believing is seeing. And that is where so many of you fall short yet. Even though you may know the concept, you may understand the concept. But when you think of believing is seeing, what is the immediate thing that comes to your mind? It has always been seeing is believing. That has been pounded and pounded and pounded into your psyche, into your mental status for so long. You must see it to believe it. And it is the exact opposite. You must believe it, and then you will see it. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We do not.
Very good. Then it was this sufficient for your answer, dear Thomas?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Hello, I have a question. It's Kevin.
Yes.
It's actually a funny question because I've heard these rumors about certain animals being used by the deep state as androids. Like, I've heard these rumors about certain pigeons being like androids, like being artificial robots. And so I've experienced in my daily life that I have seen that with certain animals, certain pigeons, I can sense their hearts, but certain other pigeons, they seem to be really, really different, really, really different. So is there any truth to this rumor, or is this just my imagination?
What we would say is your imagination can certainly run away with one at times. And that is wonderful, though, to allow your imagination to run away. But to keep it above the light here, you see, that is what your buffer is period is for here in your third dimensional illusion, to allow for the imagination to be utilized. But if it were utilized freely and fully, where immediate manifestation would occur, then this is the result that can happen from this. You can imagine something that is of darkness or something that is scary or fearful, and that would manifest, and that is why there is a buffer zone here. But as you move up into the higher vibrations and frequencies of the higher dimensions, you no longer will have that longer buffer zone. It will become shorter and shorter and shorter the more you are able to utilize the creation from imagination here, you see. So think of it as a gift here that you have. Let your imagination run wild, if you will. But work on controlling the imagination so that you imagine only those things of the light, only those things that bring joy and happiness to you, rather than succumb to various fearful programming that has been in the past. And do not allow anyone, and I say now anyone, to sway you in any one way or the other, that anyone has the entire truth, the 100% truth. There is no such thing. Even coming through this channel now, as I speak, or as we speak now, as the one who serves, and Shoshana as well, we do not have 100% truth. We can only bring the truth to you that you would understand in the moment. But in that next moment, that truth may no longer apply, you see. So that is how we need to answer that question. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We do not. We agree with you.
Very good. We're rolling here, I guess, here. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes?
Go ahead, gentlemen.
Yes, hi. My name is Chris. I sent in some questions by email, but we just heard Michael say on three different occasions, if you call to me, and my questions were, how do we know that a master has heard our calls? How does the master know that we are calling them if we're just meditating, not saying anything? How do we know they're calling them? And how do we know that they've heard our calls?
That is a question that many, many have, because they call upon one of us and they do not hear a direct answer right away in the way that they are expecting. You see, answers come in many different respects. They can be where you are led to someone that has an answer for you, or you are led to a certain book or to watch a movie or whatever it might be that will bring the answer to you. But you see, when you ask, you must believe that the answer will come. If you ask and then right away then feel like, well, I don't know if I'm going to get the answer here, or I doubt that it will come, or I'm not worthy enough to receive the answer. If you begin to think in that way, that is the old programming setting in, and that will block it, certainly. But just as this one we speak through here, James, in the very beginning of these types of connections, he doubted a lot of whether it was real, whether it was his imagination, whether it was just thoughts within him that were talking to him. And think what that is like for those who begin this process, you see. But over a period of time, little by little, he began to let go and allow for the process, and this is a process, to come through, whether it is channeling in this respect or if it is simply just asking a question within yourself of your higher self or of one of your guides or Archangel Michael or Sananda or whoever it might be. If you ask, you must then believe that you'll receive. You see, that is the axiom. That is what has been given to you by the Yeshua. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you do all of that, then manifestation becomes more prominent and permanent in the aspect of creation. Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share to your brother?
Yes, please.
We must tell you, dear brother, that it is our very mission to hear you. It is our very mission to answer you. This is our life, to hear you and to answer you. The only thing that is holding humanity back from receiving answers is the doubt that they carry. You see. So it is simple. You must ask, you must allow the answer, and then you must allow the transformation to take place. Namaste.
And that, by the way, is also the secret of manifestation, what Shoshana has just given.
Yeah, one who says, I believe that they hear me. I just don't know how they hear it. Do they actually hear us, or is it by vibrations or frequencies? That's my question.
Vibration. We hear or we know you as vibration. That is how.
So you recognize each person differently?
Yes, by their
vibration. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei. Hello. Wendy,
yes.
Sirs, hello, beautiful Shoshana. Hello, dear Archangel Michael, so glad to hear from you. Okay, so I was watching a video about the underground bases, the many, many underground bases that are being apparently taken back by the forces of the light. I was curious about two things. One is, like, I heard about, there's tons of them, and some of them are under Mount Shasta and Sedona, and I'm trying to figure out how they could have such a base under such a high vibrational area. That was one question. And my other question is, did they really rescue over 30,000 children? Where are those children? And will this ever come to light in our human knowing?
First of all, you used the term apparently. There is no apparently. It is real. These bases are being cleared out as they need to be. And the vibration in Mount Shasta is, as you are correct, it is not akin to having one of these bases directly there, but there is one that was close there. We say was now because it is no longer being occupied here. Many of these bases have been cleared out or no longer occupied. Some were even destroyed. And the process is continuing, and the children are being released. And it is all, and mostly all, rather, happening behind the scenes as of yet. Because collective man, the population in general, is not prepared for hearing about pedophilia and torture and all of these things that have been going on by those shadowy beings that Archangel Michael spoke of here. And it is still somewhat happening, but has been greatly curtailed in the moments or in the times that have recently passed and are continuing now. This is all part of the storm that is raging. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add our understanding if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
We would add our understanding to that which you asked about the children. These beings will come forward as they heal, you see. They will tell their story. You will glimpse their story through many channels, such as your social media and your media print, as they heal. This will all come forward in time. When it is time, know this, dear sister, that humanity's consciousness is raising daily, vibration by vibration, and all will be revealed when the moment is right. Namaste.
Yes, the moment and when the frequency, the vibration has reached the crescendo that Archangel Michael and Sananda previous to that spoke of here. Would there be other questions here?
I'd like to ask
a continuing to that question, please. And where are these children going now? Are they being, they must have to have a place to go. There's so many of them. And I heard that they are, a lot of them, in hospitals and filling up the hospitals to see, I guess, if they're okay or take care of them or what. Is that good question?
We will just say here that they are being cared for in the manner that they need to in the moment. It is not something for the population at this point to become concerned with, because they are being cared for. That can be here on the surface of the planet, below the surface, or above the surface.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Do you have anything you add to that, Shoshana?
I do not.
Very good. Then there was another question.
Greetings, Shoshana and One Who Served at Dorf. Is it more comfortable to be in or reside in a fifth-dimensional crystalline body versus a heavier third, fourth-dimensional body? I know it's kind of a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
We would like to share.
Yes, please do, yes.
We would like to share by requesting that you answer our question, dear brother. Would you answer us?
Yes, for sure.
Our dear brother, why do you ask?
Oh, I already know, but I was thinking, you know, I've been complaining to myself the last couple of weeks, you know, like, you know, I'm getting older and, you know, I'm consciously working on reversing my age, but it's still like, you know, you get tired of all the stuff you have to go through in this physical body. And it's just, you know, I know it's going to be better, but I just, can you give me a little comparison, just a little bit of a comparison between the fifth and the dimension and the third, fourth dimensional bodies?
We would contribute our perspective, if we may.
Yes, please.
We find that you have a sense created. Yes. We will tell you that the third dimensional existence is difficult. It is close to as difficult as it gets. So you are right on track. In anything above the third dimensional material vibration that you hold as this illusion will be better. Namaste.
I knew it. Thank you.
We would say it is the difference between night and day, as your saying goes.
Oh, I'm looking so forward to it. Thank you.
As Lone Star.
This is what you are all preparing for, people. This is what this is all about. This is the ascension process. To be able to come to that point within yourself to experience those higher vibrational frequencies of the higher dimensions. And when you have arrived there, you will know it.
Yay. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. This is Peter.
Yes.
In regard to the George Floyd murder, I got the download that the police officer that held his knee on George Floyd's neck, although that was horrific to some people, that there was some mind control going on there, and that that whole thing was mind controlled in that regard to stage an event. So therefore, if he was mind controlled, then it wasn't him doing it. And so therefore, forgiveness is the most powerful thing that we can do for him.
We can share.
Yes, please do.
Dear brother, may we share?
Of course.
We will give our perspective on this as this dimension is very mind controlled. The being that was participating and the other beings that were participating in this horrific event were all deeply programmed. They were deeply programmed to feel hatred. And in the moment, the passion of crime overcomes a being to the extent that they cannot clearly understand who they even are in this situation, you see. So you are correct. And always, the highest vibration that you can hold for this event is forgiveness. Namaste.
Yes, and always remember that everything is not always as it appears to be. In fact, it is usually the opposite of that. So those things which are portrayed by your media are meant for a certain project or a certain program that they are following.
An agenda.
A plan that they have. An agenda, yes, better word here, agenda that they have. And that agenda included bringing this situation about. And those, as Shoshana has given, that were involved in this situation were in a controlled type of situation, both that they came in with this contract, we will say, and they lived through that contract in a karmic sense. So they were part of that, but they were utilized in this respect by the forces of darkness, the cabal, whatever you wish to call them. And this was a trigger that has brought about now the various chaos that is happening across the planet in so many ways to bring further about separation. It is all about separation. Your virus fear was about separation. The chaos that is happening here in this country and in other countries is about separation. You see? And it is important for those of you, the warriors of light, to assist in bringing back togetherness as much as you can, wherever you can. It is separateness that brings a country, a world down. It is togetherness that brings it all together. See?
I understand. Let me just say one thing. I believe that everything is from one source, and so these program people have that light within them, the Christ light, and so that's what I'm forgiving. And it's not like I forgive mentally. It's like a knowing.
Yes. Yes, it is a deeper inner knowing for yourself and all those who would utilize the love expression to bring about forgiveness and to bring the light into any situation of darkness.
May we add a perspective here?
Of course, go.
We will add this, that when the meditation takes place, and you are asked to breathe in the light and exhale the darkness, that is because all beings carry darkness and all beings carry light. To the extent that each conscious being can transform more into the light, is the upliftment of all humanity, you see. It creates the collective light. So you are correct. Namaste.
Very good. Are there other further questions here? Then
there is one more.
Oh, this is Gina. Sorry. I was trying on mute. One who serves, question here. Now, this has to do with insects and anything that's not friendly to humanity. Insects that bite or spiders that bite, poisonous things. Now, was that all part of the programming from the dark, bringing in that? That wasn't supposed to be part of our light, our heaven on earth, or our being on earth, as creator beings from the beginning of time. But now with all of these insects, I've experienced a tremendous last 2 weeks of being completely smothered in bites through my body, where it was just horrendous. And during my service, just completely being attacked constantly. They would crawl up from my shoes, and I had layers of clothing on, and they got under. And they would just completely attack me. So this was going on. So I was wondering, this has got to be nano. What do you say to that? Like these are programmed. What do you feel?
We would say here that you are somewhat correct in your assertion about this, that they are attracted to you because of your light. They are attracted just as moths and things of this nature are attracted to the light. These are also attracted to your light. But there is that sense of dark beings that are also a part of this in bringing about the manifestation of, we will say, these creatures, these insects, as you are saying, to attack you, in a sense here. And this is what you are drawing to yourself. You must use protection to ward this off here, as we find it. It is not something to be fearful of, and this goes out to everyone here that is listening or will read these words after. It is not to be fearful of this. It is to utilize the protection that you know to use. You must do this, and it will assist greatly in holding off these types of attacking that is occurring here, not only to you, but to others as well. And as you, though, move up in those higher vibrations more and more frequently, then this will diminish as well as you continue to remain in those higher vibrations as much as you possibly can, whenever and wherever you can. Okay?
Right. I have one more part to this, which is really crucial.
Please, we ask Shoshana here to inject her.
Do you wish for us to share our perspective, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We are not certain that you wish for us to share, and we will not share if you do not. Do you wish for us to share?
Yes, dear, yes.
Dear sister, the physical body is vulnerable, and many are more vulnerable than others. As one who serves has given you, you have a very bright light, and within your light is an attraction, you see. We will recommend that you use high vibratory essential oil blends. This will repel all that wish to find your light, as the high vibratory essential oil blends will repel them and mix with your light to create a barrier to this. These are readily available, you see. You must research this. Namaste.
Yes. Thank you. And one more part to this. Thank you, Shoshana. One more part to this. I did already start asking about the essential oils, doing it the natural way. But one thing that happened, Shoshana and One Who Serves, I was asking for protection. I was asking for the shield of Archangel Michael, because they were relentless. I just put my feet on the ground and they were already up my legs. So they were fast and biting me all the way up. Well, what happened was just two nights ago, I went and took a nap or lay down for a short time. My grandson asked me, he was going to sleep in my bed that night, so I honored it and just laid with him there until he was pretty much out. And so anyway, while I was laying there, fell asleep. As I was coming out of the sleep, I had asked for help because it just, you know, all the protection that I could get. And while I was coming out of the sleep, I guess it was waking me up, I felt a work being done on me. And it was like as if you were in a machine, like a MRI machine. So I felt it starting at my feet, and it was vibrating up through my body. And as it was doing that, it was pushing the bed below me. So that's how strong this vibrational healing was being done on me, and it was rolling up through my body, and I could feel it this pulsating all the way up through my head. It did it like four times, so it scanned me like it was scanning me and doing a healing. So that's what I wanted to add. That was like incredibly powerful, and my grandson was awakened by it because he was right next to me. So right away I realized, oh my goodness, they're doing work on me. Protect my grandson. Make, you know, please protect my grandson, that he's like right on me here. And he was protected. But One Who Serves, is that what was occurring? They were removing the poison. I really feel like I had a lot of poison in me.
She is asking you.
Yes. So you are asking if they were working on you. Is this correct?
Yes, yes. In feeling while I was waking up, that some kind of medical service was being done on me.
This is an example of what was spoken of earlier. Ask and you shall receive. There is a perfect example of this. You asked for assistance, you asked for help, and it was there for you because it was there for you because you believed it would be.
Correct. Very good. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel? And we know there are one or two of your email questions, which we can be able to take care quickly. Is there anything further, though, from those of you on the call? No, then we will take those email questions, dear Linda.
Yes, thank you. The first one is someone emailed in that they believe there are two spiritual philosophies, one that anything is possible to create, and the second is that someone is controlling us, and they're asking if you would address each of those understandings.
You cannot address each of them separately because they are one and the same. You are in control. That is what you must come to understand. You are in control. You are the God source within you. You are that creative source. So at all times, you have the control. Now, the idea of something outside of yourself controlling you came from your various religions and all of this, and also karma in terms of what you sow, so shall you reap, you see, the cause and effect of things. This is real, and also your contracts that you came in. But it is all a part of your own creation. You created the karma, so therefore you have the effect of that cause, you see. But if you come to the understanding that you are fully in control, you are in control of your own destiny. There is not something outside of yourself controlling your destiny, even though it appears that way at times when someone has a car accident or something of this nature. No, that is not something outside that is creating that. It is them that has created that in various ways. Their thought process, their attraction process has brought this about, you see. So that is what you must come to understand, that you are in complete control at all times if you believe it. And there again is the believing is seeing. Shoshana?
We can add to this. One being can create whatever they can create through their imagination. To the extent that they can imagine it, they can create it, but the caveat is to the degree that they can create it depends on what dimension they reside in. So the third dimension is full of limitations, people. So to create outside the third dimension, one must reside outside the third dimension through their creation and imagination. Namaste.
Very good. And was there one more question?
Yes, thank you. The other question is it possible to have multiple higher selves?
Oh, my goodness. It is not only possible, it is actual. There are so many levels of yourselves, so many aspects of yourselves. Your higher self has a higher self, and that higher self has a higher self, and so on and so on. But you cannot come to understand this at a three-dimensional consciousness level because it becomes too, as your saying goes, too mind-boggling for you to grasp here. But yes, the direct answer to this is certainly there are multiple higher selves, multiple aspects, multiple personalities that are a part of you, a part of your entire soul expression here. You see, Shoshana? As a higher self, we know you can come up with a wonderful perspective here.
We can share. We will share our perspective. As Shoshana, we get much information from the one that guides us. And that gets their information from the one that guides them. And forward and forward and on to the extent that the information we receive is helpful and will do the job that it is intended to do based on the individual need, you see. So we can give information based ability to understand by the being that receives it. And we can understand more, so we receive more. So it's about expansion. The more a being expands, the more they can understand. Namaste.
Very good. And we need to release channel here now. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have...
We do not have a message.
Very good. Then we will simply release channel. We have no final message here as well. So...
Well, we can say one thing.
Yes.
Love each other. Namaste.
Yes, certainly. Love each other. Help each other through these times here, as whenever you have the opportunity to spread the light, share the light, be the light, be the shining example of what you speak about.
What you wish to have for yourself.
Yes. Shanti, peace be with you.
Namaste.
Be the one.
Cheers.
Thank you.